Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency has slammed the agency's recent report on Tehran's nuclear energy program. Dr. Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh says the IAEA's latest report is unjustified and political. Dr. Soltaniyeh has stressed that Iran's entire nuclear activities are in line with the IAEA's safeguards and solely for peaceful purposes. The ambassador's statement comes after IAEA Director General Yuki Amano told the organization's 35-nation governing board that Iran's refusal to admit some experienced inspectors was hampering the agency's work. Iran says two inspectors it banned in June had provided false information about its activities. Tehran says it is within its rights to refuse inspectors under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. IAEA has a pool of more than 150 other experts it can use. This, as the non-aligned movement has once again reaffirmed the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear activities.
The NAM issued the statement as the International Atomic Energy Agency began a regular meeting of its board of governors. It has called for all verification issues to be resolved within the framework of the IAEA.
The non-aligned movement expresses concern about the fact that while the IAEA continues to verify the non-diversion of declared nuclear material, at the same time, the IAEA in its report on Iran says that it has not been able to verify the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear activities, and Iran needs to cooperate more.
Despite the warning, the U.S. and some of its Western allies, such as France, Germany and Britain, are insisting on tough measures against Iran. They have accused Tehran of refusing to admit nuclear inspectors. Iran banned two inspectors in May, arguing they misreported its nuclear activities.
The member state has the law, has the right, according to comprehensive safeguard, to withdraw the designation. And it is interesting that according to the safeguard agreement, the member states are not required to give any explanation why they do not accept the inspector.
Just days before the IAEA board meeting, the agency came up with a new report on Iran's nuclear program. It confirmed the non-diversion of Iran's nuclear energy program. It said, however, that Tehran has continued to enrich uranium despite four UN Security Council resolutions calling for a halt. The Iranian envoy believes the report has serious shortcomings. Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh says the report had just copied pages from those resolutions. He urged the IAEA to remedy the problem in its next reports. Soltaniyeh also criticized the Security Council's sanctions against Tehran. He said the UN's involvement in Iran's nuclear issue is against the IAEA statute and has no legal basis. The 35 members of the Board of Governors are also expected to discuss Israel's nuclear capabilities. Israel has not joined the NPT and is widely believed to possess over 200 nuclear warheads.
Let me recall Israel is not a member of the NPT, and it does not have the comprehensive safeguard agreement.
Last year, the IAEA passed a non-binding resolution that called on its member states to tackle the debate over Israel's nuclear status. A similar proposal is expected to be put forward at the IAEA's General Assembly meeting starting on September 20th. The U.S. and its Western allies are opposed to the move. Recently, the U.S. envoy to the IAEA called on member states to withdraw the anti-Israel resolution. Glenn Davis has warned that it could have a negative impact on the U.S.-backed talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority.
Well, correspondent in Vienna, Eva Manaseva, has been following the events closely there, and she joins us now in order to give us a better idea of what has occurred. Eva, we know that Iran's envoy to the IAEA, Dr. Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh, has given a press briefing or a conference. Can you please tell us about that and any other details that you can give us?
Well, as you can see, it's already dark here at the IAEA headquarters in Vienna. The day, at least when it comes to Iran and its nuclear program, is definitely over. The discussions are wrapped up. The day is over, and so is Iran's patience. During the press conference, after the end of the discussions, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh, made absolutely clear that Iran is not going to put any more with the language of the West, with the language that he himself called insulting and abusive. We're talking here about the dual-track approach, sanctions and negotiations, or the stick-and-carrot approach, which he called even humiliating. So from now on, what we are expecting is definitely a shift in the attitude, at least Iran and the non-aligned movement, we're talking about over 100 countries, are definitely expecting from the West to change the tone and to treat Tehran in a friendly manner so that Tehran in turn shows more cooperation beyond its legal obligations. The non-aligned movement and Ambassador Soltaniyeh, following the statement of the NAM his own statement, said that Iran has fulfilled its legal obligations to the agency from A to Z. That is, his country has answered all six outstanding issues that the agency has had. Therefore, neither Iran nor the non-aligned movement see any reason that Iran is still treated as a special issue at the agenda of the board.
Okay, you mentioned, Eva, there about the sanctions. Can you please tell us the countries that are in the forefront in this regards, regarding Iran in terms of the latest developments? And also, when you talk about a shift from NAM, maybe if you can elaborate on that more for us.
Well, we definitely saw a stronger language from the non-aligned movement, at least a much stronger language than what we have seen so far. In a statement delivered earlier today during the discussions on Iran's nuclear program, the non-aligned movement criticized the Secretariat from diverting from the accepted verification language. That is, the non-aligned movement, in other words, criticized the Secretariat here at the IAEA for being not so impartial and not so objective as it used to be. Definitely hard words from the non-aligned movement said straight in the face of the IAEA. Also, the non-aligned movement said that Iran has its basic and inalienable right to nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, exactly like any other country. So those 100 countries, over 100 countries, see no reason that Iran is being singled out. Moreover, they're worried, deeply concerned over the issue of Israel that is going to be discussed at the board here Thursday and next week during the IAEA General Conference. This is definitely going to be the hottest issue that's going to top all the discussions.
Okay, thank you very much. Eva Menasieva there from Vienna.